I have to tell you that it's time to talk about my pillow.
I have one back there. You see it? Can you see
it? Did you bring it? Yes, I do. I do. That is it right there. I see it.
I kept it so out of the pillowcase so you guys could see my pillow.
now you'll probably sleep better than you would have otherwise in your temporary apartment because, man, it's going on spring break and using a different pillow on spring break kind of sucks.
Sleep-wise.
Because you get used to the pillow from my pillow, which is extraordinary and like no other. And then it's very hard to sleep on other pillows.
That's right.
And you can still get your discounts on MyPillows if you call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com and use code
Jinx.
But don't spell it really long. Don't spell it like this.
Don't spell it like that. Just spell it like the normal chicks. But then when you get on the phone and you call 1-800-875-0513, you should say, the code is chicks.
That's what
And when the person goes, I'm sorry, what did you say? You should say, it was chicks.
And right now, you guys, if you use that code, it's 40% off of my slippers.
What?
Which is amazing. We're talking about the furry kitten fur slippers and moccasins. 40% off. Totally worth it.
Listen, we're not saying that they're made of kitten fur, but we're not saying it.
That's exactly
right. We're not saying it.
It's not confirmed.
No.
And no kittens were harmed in the making of those.
We would never suggest that. Everybody call off PETA or PETA or whoever the hell they are. We're not saying that they're made of kitten fur.
We're just saying that's what they feel like.
They just feel like it.
It feels like kitten fur.
That's right.
It has some squeezy properties in it.
They just identify. You know what I mean? They identify as kitten fur.
Okay, so there is some news. I just read this morning that Dr. Fauci has joined Snapchat in order to try to help convince the youth to get the vaccines.
Really? That's what he's doing now. So he's trying to indoctrinate our youth now. That's what he's doing with his tomfoolery and shenanigans.
And snapping.
Is he like putting filters on his face? Is that what he's doing? He's becoming a cat.
I don't know.
He's becoming a cat or a dog or some sort of a bunny. And then he's like trying to get the kids. He's like, ooh, vaccinate. Is that what he's doing?
Oh my God. I don't know. I'm not on Snapchat. I have Snapchat just for the filters that I use once a year with my South Carolina friend.
Around the same way. I have it on my phone so I can like look at filters with my daughter and be like, and that's it. I have no idea how to even use the Snapchat, but I do find it really interesting that they're trying now to pivot to the kids. And I feel like it's also they're pivoting their narrative to kids. Like this is what the administration, they're pivoting narrative to kids. Don't you guys find that interesting?
And my kid is not taking that.
No. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem. We've talked about this ad nauseum on the show, how I don't have a problem with whether you take, my husband took the vaccines. Fine. It's like, and I probably, I don't know, I may or may not. I just don't want to do it right now.
I'm just not in a big fat hurry.
I'm not a big fat hurry either, and I may never take it. It's just it's my decision, right? And it's none of your damn business. But when you start trying to push that stuff on my kid, like right now when it's so new and I don't, just back off, stay away from my freaking kid. Like Fauci, especially when Fauci's been wrong about everything.
Oh my God. He's just out of control. People are saying that we're getting all the stars. We can't see them from our side.
Oh my God, you guys!
I feel terrible that we can't see them and thank whoever is sending them. But I did see that there's a thing that I can set up that people who send stars, I can set it up so that they get an automatic message of acknowledgement from us, so that
they
know
that
we know that that they've sent stars.
Yeah, you
and
guys.
So I have to figure out how to set that up
because we're usually very like thank you. So
we're so thank you when we see them. I swear. Yeah. I swear.
So Fauci can,
you know what he can do? He can do this. This is what he can do.
He can eat all the bags.
EABOD, Fauci.
It's like, what is that? Like, they're going for the kids now. I mean, seriously.
I know. It's nuts.
Stop it.
Did you guys see Maxine Waters literally inciting violence? Because I can't with that woman. Yeah, I cannot.
It's okay. So back up for people who didn't hear and say what she, can you say all the things that she said? Because like, yes. There are people, because there are all this now, this morning, it's, you know, they're going to try to like have her step down and all this. I mean, there are people are going after her like crazy. So let's back up and tell everybody what she said exactly.
So Maxine is from what? California? Is
yeah, that where she's from? California, okay. Which is why she's there. Let's right. all get real.
So she's there in Minneapolis, just trying to make sure that people know that when the Chauvin verdict comes out, if it doesn't go exactly the way she believes it should go, then people need to get more confrontational mm-hmm. than they already have been.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been watching riots and looting and all kinds of terrible right. stuff. And apparently that's not enough for her. She's saying they need to be more confrontational. And she's saying that people need to defy curfew orders. So she's openly telling people to break the law right. and calling for people to get in more people's faces.
She's done this before. This is not the first time. I mean, do you remember what? It was like when Trump was in office, she was telling people that they basically need to get into people's faces and they need to be combative is what mm-hmm. she was basically saying. I mean, she's done, this is not the first time that she's done this, y'all. So, I mean, she's been awful about it. And so when she acts like, you know, oh my God, Trump supporters or, you know, right-wing people are instigating things, or they're the ones who are instigators. I'm like, have you looked in the mirror? Cause you're,
it's amazing.
It is.
And people are defending it.
Right.
People are defending it and saying, well, Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley incited an insurrection. And
oh my
I'm
God.
Like, how did they do that when Maxine is actually using words telling people to be violent?
Yeah.
She's using those exact words.
And they use,
and they're going to blame Hawley and Cruz?
And they use video of her during that whole trial to show that she was part of the problem leading up to that. Not saying that those people were awful that did that kind of stuff. But I'm saying that the whole climate of the country is because of all of this horrible talk and all of the rhetoric, and a lot of it had to do with celebrities and people that are in power right now, and the discourse that has been violent.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has come from the left.
Of
so
course
much
it
of it has come from the left. And they act
the
like, oh my gosh,
it's super awfully, terribly violent.
Right. And it's like they act as if they're, oh my gosh, we're so perfect. And you guys have been saying this stuff for 4 years. You've been awful. I mean, like leading up to today, it's like we wonder why we're so divided. It's like you guys have played a huge role in this. And Maxine, you're guilty. You're guilty.
And how
of this.
Pathetic is it? Like, I saw some of the pictures from Minneapolis where they've obviously boarded up all these businesses. They're having school remotely. They're doing all these things because they're terrified of what the potential reaction could be if the verdict isn't exactly what people want. And so I saw this one business that was all boarded up, and someone had spray painted on it, Black Lives Matter, 3 people live here, 2 children, some pets. Like, people are having to beg these nutcases to not burn their businesses and homes down.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, what are we?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What have we even become?
Yeah, it's absolute insanity. And y'all remember a time where it was, you know, Michelle Obama's, when they go low, we go high, and we're going to unify the country. You guys are full of shit. You're full of shit is what you are. You don't want, there's no unifying. You don't want to unify. You don't want to. When they go low, we go. I mean, there's never been any of that. It's all talk.
It is all talk
is what it is.
From Twitter, Giorgio Decorati says, regardless of verdict, Minneapolis will burn. And you know what? That's exactly right. Because these people want any excuse. They don't actually need an excuse. They don't need a reason anymore to cause mayhem and create all of this chaos. They don't even need an excuse. They just want to do it.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Exactly. I totally agree. And the thing is that you can say if they're looking for the perfect verdict, there is no perfect verdict. There will be a group of people or a sect of people or just a little. There will be some sort of spark of people that are going to be pissed off about something about the verdict, and that spark will lead to a flame, and that flame will lead to an inferno, and that's what's going to happen. And so, I mean, at least that's what I think is going to happen. But they're never going to be 100% happy. No matter what.
Minneapolis is just, it's lost. I feel like that's just a lost, lost place. And it was interesting that over the weekend, Breonna Taylor's mom spoke out against BLM. And I was like, are we living in some sort of parallel universe right now? Because I never thought that would happen.
Did she see the four homes? Was she like, damn, there are four homes? And
well, I think that might have had something to do with it, honestly. Because she's basically saying that they are a fraud, that BLM is a fraud. And it's because, you know, people are speculating she's saying that in response to the fact that Patrice Cullors has four homes. And Patrice Cullors is defending it by saying, well, that's because I take care of a lot of my family members. So really, I am helping Black people. They're just in my family. And that is my choice. She is such a complete fraud. She doesn't get to call herself a Marxist and then spend millions of dollars on homes. It does not work that way.
Well, and it's the people who defend her, wow. It's like, look in the mirror. It's like, you're seriously going to defend that? Is that the hill that you're going to die on? Really? Really? Wow.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. Did you see that article I sent you where I said, brace yourself? Because according to Texas polls, Matthew McConaughey is polling ahead of Governor Abbott.
I mean,
Matt McConaughey wants to be all right. I'm the governor now.
I believe it. I was a little busy this weekend moving into an apartment, as you know. I know.
You have something going on?
And I just didn't have a lot of time to look at news. But I do believe that because Texas has changed a lot over the past couple of years. I don't know. I still want to believe, though, that it's still very red. There's a part of me that's like, because I live there now. I mean, I don't live there right this second, but when I go there, I talk to people, I'm immersed with people, and the people that I see are very patriotic and it's like they're very Republican. So maybe it's just the area that I live in.
And we all know how much stock you can really put into polls anyway.
Right.
It doesn't surprise me, though, just because people are drawn to a name that they recognize and they're like, oh, yeah, he seems cool. You know, I'm just going to say that I like him more than Governor Abbott.
Perhaps, like, because I hate polls. I just really do. But I mean, the whole star thing, like what? And I like Matthew McConaughey as a celebrity. He seems like a neat person. He said some cool things. He seems like he seems like he has a decent head on his shoulders. Okay, that's fine. But what are your policies? Like, what would you do policy-wise for the state of Texas? That's what I'd like to know. They never ask those questions. They don't ever ask. Like, what do you actually believe? What would you do? What are your policies? Tell me that, and then I'll see what I think about things. You know, how do you feel?
I think that's a pretty reasonable ask.
I think nobody asks those things anymore.
How would
you
need exactly? Like, what would you be doing?
Yeah, and what is your stance on X, Y, and Z?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll look at like how you would govern, and then we'll see. Because
I would love to know what he says about the border stuff right now. I mean, Texas is a border state. What is he saying? Because I'm so angry at Fauci for even pushing all this vaccine stuff and talking about further restrictions when there are people coming over the border in droves with COVID, and nobody gives a crap. They're just letting them out.
But nobody even asks about that because the journalists that we have in this country are so completely irresponsible, and they're not even journalists anymore.
Yeah.
They don't ask the questions. The only people they would ask questions to would be, well, if it were a Republican president or Republican governors or whatever, they would maybe ask questions to them, but they're not asking questions. And it's maddening, you know? It's like you're watching all this unfold in your country and things crumbling, and it just, I'm like, where are the journalists? There are no more journalists anymore.
Well, as we definitely found out about CNN through Project Veritas, right? I mean, damn.
I heard that their numbers, their ratings are tanking.
CNN's?
Yeah.
I would hope so. I mean, part of that, I'm sure, is the lack of Trump, right? But I would hope that as a result of the story that broke from Project Veritas last week, that people will tune them out. They don't deserve any viewers.
Yeah. I mean, but I hate to say it, I'm like, there are so many dumb people in this country.
I know.
So many dumb people that still, that I would imagine some of them still. It's kind of like, you know, people still follow Fauci and they're just like, oh, he's so great. He's so smart. Even though he's gotten so many things wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like it's sort of the Fauci effect where they still deify that guy. People still look at CNN and they're like, but I've been watching them for 20 years. So I still am going to watch them no matter whether they're telling me the truth or not. Daddy CNN. I love you, Daddy CNN. I mean, they're still going to watch them. Even though they're lying to them. I mean, they're making crap up.
Yeah.
And spoon feeding it to them. And people still lap it up and think it's just the truth. I mean, it's obvious now. It's kind of like, you know, there's video of it, of a guy saying, okay, now we're going to pivot to climate change. And just like clockwork, that's what they're doing.
It's incredible. Like, it's crazy. I can't believe they're still doing it, even though that story came out. They're like, well, maybe nobody will notice. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Nobody's going to know.
It's crazy.
It's insane. Okay. Remember the whole hullabaloo with Khloe Kardashian and that picture coming out?
Yes.
Where, okay.
It wasn't supposed to come out, but it's like, it was fine. And what? And I think they just wanted publicity.
Yes. Well, no, Khloe Kardashian legit did not want that picture to get out. And
but
so
I don't understand why.
Everybody didn't understand why. Everybody was like, you look fine. It's just like, there's not perfect lighting.
Right.
You know, your skin isn't completely flawless because nobody's is, because we're actual human beings.
Yeah, so what's the big deal?
So, but she fought like mad with her and her legal team to get that photo basically removed from the internet, which as we know is impossible.
Yeah.
And then she released this big statement saying, well, it's just because of all the pressure, you guys. There's so much pressure on me to look so good all the time. So this girl is calling her out in the best way.
I've never felt sorry for
her. Can you hear it?
You know, she's rich, she's white, she's heterosexual. But I've always felt a bit of empathy just because of how media and society has treated her versus her sisters. You know, being called the ugly sister, which is so gross. But any empathy I had was gone after that live video. You are a grown woman with a female child, and you went on a live video to disparage your own photo of you looking like a human being, a photo that 95% of people that I've seen loved because you look great in it. You stood there in a poorly lit room, 6 feet away from the camera, blurry filter, whatever it was on it, meticulously placed sweatpants and sweatshirt to bitch about the standards of beauty that you and your sisters created, continue to perpetuate and profit from. You cannot rage against the machine when you are the machine, Khloe. You're not just putting out light edits and filters. You're distorting your body on a daily basis for profit. You are the
I love that.
Oh, my God.
That is how she said it.
She is 1,000% correct.
Right?
Isn't that great? They are the machine. Oh, my God.
They are. You can't rage against the machine when you are the machine. I love that.
Oh, my God. It's the greatest thing ever. Bravo to her. I love it.
I knew you would love it. Okay, I know Daisy's got to go take her daughter to school.
I do.
It is her wedding anniversary today, and she is not with her husband.
I know. We are 15 hours away from one another.
Unacceptable.
That sucks. That sucks, you guys. So happy anniversary to me.
We're going to have a Zoom dinner.
Yeah, we'll have some sort of a Zoom something. You know how that goes. But yeah, 13 years of blissful marriage. We're almost there. We're like at the home stretch when it comes to getting to Texas. We're almost there. I just got to get her through the end of school here. Almost there, you guys.
There's light at the end of this tunnel.
Almost there, you guys. Thank you for the happy anniversary wishes. Thank you, Mock. That was sweet. Anyways, you guys, bring it in.
Bring it in! Hopefully everybody could. I can see that there's fewer people in here from Facebook today than there usually are, but hopefully that's because they just don't know about the new time change, or it's just too freaking early for a lot of people, which I get. I totally get it, you guys.
You guys, I'm so sorry. It's only 6 weeks. It's only 6 weeks, and then we'll be back to normal, and then
we'll
be getting up with the Texas people. I'll be getting up at... I'll be doing 6 a.m. and then Mock will be at the 7 a.m. slot. So 6 weeks. This is just a temporary thing. And then we'll be back to normal, okay? You guys have a great, great day.
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a nightmare, and the Democrats keep lying about voter integrity legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a good time doing it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do the Democrats want open borders, even though it damages national security and the people coming into the United States are brutalized by the drug cartels along the way? I'm Sarah Carter. We discuss that in the latest moving of the COVID-19 goalposts on the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.